1 Corinthians 7. But concerning the things of which ye have written to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. But on account of fornications, let each have his own wife, and each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render her due to the wife, and in like manner the wife to the husband. The wife has not authority over her own body, but the husband. In like manner also the husband has not authority over his own body, but the wife. Defraud not one another, unless it may be by consent for a time, that ye may devote yourselves to prayer, and again be together, that Satan tempt you not because of your incontinency. But this I say as consenting to, not as commanding it. Now I wish all men to be even as myself, but every one has his own gift of God, one man thus, and another thus. But I say to the unmarried, and to the widows, it is good for them that they remain even as I. But if they have not control over themselves, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. But to the married I enjoin, not I, but the Lord, let not wife be separated from husband. But if also she shall have been separated, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not husband leave wife. But as to the rest, I say, not the Lord, if any brother have an unbelieving wife, and she consent to dwell with him, let him not leave her. And a woman who has an unbelieving husband, and he consents to dwell with her, let her not leave her husband. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified in the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified in the brother, since otherwise indeed your children are unclean, but now they are holy. But if the unbeliever go away, let them go away. A brother or a sister is not bound in such cases, but God has called us in peace. For what knowest thou, O wife, if thou shalt save thy husband? Or what knowest thou, O husband, if thou shalt save thy wife? However, as the Lord has divided to each, as God has called each, so let him walk, and thus I ordain in all the assemblies. Has anyone been called circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Has anyone been called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping God's commandments. Let each abide in that calling in which he has been called. Hast thou been called being a bondman? Let it not concern thee. But and if thou canst become free, use it rather. For the bondman that is called in the Lord is the Lord's freedman. In like manner also the free man being called is Christ's bondman. Ye have been bought with a price. Do not be the bondman of men. Let each, wherein he is called, brethren, therein abide with God. But concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, but I give my opinion, as having received mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I think then that this is good, on account of the present necessity, that it is good for a man to remain so as he is. Art thou bound to a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou free from a wife? Do not seek a wife. But if thou shouldest also marry, thou hast not sinned. And if the virgin marry, they have not sinned. But such shall have tribulation in the flesh. But I spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time is straitened. For the rest, that they who have wives being as not having any, and they that weep as not weeping, and they that rejoice as not rejoicing, and they that buy as not possessing, and they that use the world as not disposing of it as their own, for the fashion of this world passes. But I wish you to be without care. The unmarried cares for the things of the Lord, how he shall please the Lord. But he that has married cares for the things of the world, how he shall please his wife. There is a difference between the wife and the virgin. The unmarried cares for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and spirit. But she that has married cares for the things of the world, how she shall please her husband. But I say this for your own profit, not that I may set a snare before you, but for what is seemly, and waiting on the Lord without distraction. But if anyone think that he behaves unseemly to his virginity, if he be beyond the flower of his age, and so it must be, let him do what he will. He does not sin. Let them marry. But he who stands firm in his heart, having no need, but has authority over his own will, and has judged this in his heart to keep his own virginity, he does well. So that he that marries himself does well, and he that does not marry does better. A wife is bound for whatever time her husband lives, but if the husband be fallen asleep, she is free to be married to whom she will, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she so remain, according to my judgment. But I think that I also have God's Spirit.